This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, named The Guitar Player Returns, we're going to see two Mayberry characters who appear on The Andy Griffith Show for the last time. Jim Lindsay, played by James Best. Some of you may know him better as Roscoe P. Coltrane on The Dukes of Hazzard. I've actually seen James Best in person a couple times. A very funny man. And then Eleanor Donahue, who played Ellie Walker. This is her last episode. And really, there's no explanation so much for Ellie leaving. If you watch the Andy Griffith Show, there are several women that they really were trying to find a match for Andy, but I've heard Miss Donahue talk about why she left Andy Griffith Show, and it's very interesting. She was very nervous about being on the Andy Griffith Show, and really wanted some time to get away. She had been doing some other shows. You may remember on Father Knows Best, and you've even seen her probably more recently in things, but particularly in the movie Pretty Woman. She plays the lady in the episode that helps Julia Roberts find some clothes, and you may not even recognize her, but next time you get a chance to see that movie, look at it, and you'll see there's Miss Ellie. But anyway, this episode aired on May 15th, 1961. It was written by Charles Stewart and Jack Ellenson. It was directed by Bob Sweeney. What happens here is Jim Lindsay has, in an earlier episode, has joined Bobby Fleet and his band with the Beat, but he comes back to town and he's driving a red Mercedes SL convertible. Of course, we didn't know that because the episode's in black and white, but he has three guitars and has fancy clothes. And, you know, he gets pretty much a hero's welcome from the Mayberry Drum and Bugle Corps, and Barney Fife really serves as the Grand Marshal, and they have a big sign that says, "Welcome Home, Jim," and Mayor Pike wanted to have his daughter sing "Flow Gently Sweet Afton," but of course, fortunately, everybody ignored that suggestion. But later on, they find out that Jim Lindsay says he's left Bobby Fleet, and because he'd become the main attraction and he wanted to be a solo artist, he did have a hit record, and so he felt he was going to hit the big time, and everything seemed to be going okay until Andy walks into Walker's drugstore as Jim's leaving, and after he leaves, Miss Ellie tells Andy that Jim Lindsay keeps buying things, but he always says, "Put it on my tab," and never pays for it. And so Andy doesn't really think much about it, and says, "Oh, don't worry about it. He's good for it." Then after he leaves the drugstore, he starts thinking about it, and he walks down to the barber shop, and he sees several gentlemen down there, and he finds out that Jim hasn't been paying his hotel bill. Barney had loaned Jim $10, and Barney said he claimed he only had big bills. So Andy starts to put two and two together, and the others are getting a little bit concerned, and they even talk about Jim Lindsay's attitude. They didn't like the way he's doing it. And, Barney, first is sticking up for Jim, but to make a long story short, what ends up happening is Andy decides he's going to call Bobby Fleet and see what's going on. So Bobby Fleet drives down to Mayberry, and in the courthouse they have a talk, and basically Bobby Fleet explains that he and Jim Lindsay had an argument, and that that really, other than Jim Lindsay having his one hit "Rock and Roll Rosie" from Raleigh, he really hadn't really done much as a solo artist. And so again, what Andy finds out is that Jim and Bobby Fleet just got into an argument, and basically Jim Lindsay's too proud to come back. And so Andy wants to find out if Bobby will allow Jim back in the band. He says, "Sure, I'd be glad to have him back." By the way, talking about that convertible, while Jim's at Andy's house, the repossession gentleman comes and takes the car, and Jim has to try to cover up for that, as you'll see, and as you've probably seen in this episode. Andy decides he's going to arrest Jim for vagrancy. He's not paying any of his fees, so that's how he gets Bobby and Jim together again. Bobby agrees to pay Jim Lindsay's bail, which was $75, and gets his guitar player back, and it says he's going to give Jim a raise. And so, again, what you see in this episode is Andy solving somebody else's problems again. A lot of interesting things going on in this episode. The trivia question, I think, is going to be a tough one, but we'll see how many of you can actually answer this. By the way, at the end of this episode, Barney pulls out his his harmonica, and Barney's says he can play "I'm Just a Good Vagabond Lover," "Roll Out the Barrel," "Marzy Dotes," and "Tiptoe Through the Tulips." And after he pulls out his harmonica, funny scene: Andy and Jim Lindsay pick Barney up by the arms and carry him and put him in the jail, and then they go back and with Bobby Fleet and begin to play some songs. So again, this episode. Again, very interesting that we don't see Eleanor Donahue and James Best again after the episode. But other things you may have noticed about this episode. In this episode, Bobby Fleet is different, although I think he looks a lot like the guy who played Bobby Fleet in the earlier episode named the Guitar Player. Herb Ellis plays Bobby Fleet in The Guitar Player Returns. Henry Slate played Bobby Fleet in the episode known as The Guitar Player. Another interesting thing about Herb Ellis, in 1952, he played on Dragnet. He was Joe Friday's partner, Frank Smith, so some of you may recognize him for that. I started to ask this trivia question: what was Jim Lindsay's favorite foods that Aunt Bee's going to prepare for him? And he loves fried chicken and cornbread. You hear Andy and Jim playing the Midnight Special on this particular episode. Another trivia question I started to ask is, what is the name of the company that financed Jim's Mercedes? And that's the Mid-Mountain Finance Company. I want you to be aware of these things in case you're ever in the trivia contest, particularly if you go to Mount Airy, North Carolina. They have a trivia contest every year. So again, another episode where people get in trouble. But one of the things I liked about this episode, it continues to show the trusting. I mean, how long has it been since you go to a place and say, "Put that on my tab"? Now, of course, we have credit cards nowadays that have taken care of that, but I can remember as a child going to a place and you can put things on a tab and pay for it weekly or whatever. And, you know, again, that shows the trust in Mayberry. Everybody was trusting Jim, and they even seemed more concerned about not the way Jim was talking to him rather than really getting their money back. So, again, once the problem comes up, Andy finds a way to solve it. And, you know, again, Andy does that throughout the Andy Griffith Show. So, again, a very enjoyable episode with what I think is a very funny ending. Now, what is the trivia question? All right, here's the trivia question. What is the distance between the courthouse to the Mayberry Hotel? Again, what is the distance between the courthouse and the Mayberry Hotel? If you'd like to take a guess at this trivia question, feel free to email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to the website burkonmayberry.com, and there you'll find the answer posted. Now, don't cheat. Try to take a guess at this. Again, what's the difference between the distance between the courthouse to the Mayberry Hotel? If you have any other questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, and I really enjoy getting your emails, I thank you those that are emailing me. You can email me at burkek@etsu.edu. And as they'd say in Mayberry, my thanks to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.